Good morning, church. Welcome to the Shore Community Church. Has everyone had a good week? Yay, good. I know someone's been busy around here, haven't they, Jamie? That's fantastic, isn't it? Looks brilliant. Well, hope you've had a great week. We're just going to start our worship service now. So if you are able to, do please stand with me and let's worship the Lord. If you'd like to remain seated, that's absolutely fine. But we're just going to enter into his presence with thanks and praise. I don't know how your week has been. Say whether it's been a great week, whether it's been a not so great week, whether it's been quite challenging or been busy, whatever it is. But we know that we have and serve an amazing and almighty God. And he has been with us throughout and will continue to be throughout in our journey. So let's just give him thanks. Let's give him praise. Let's just thank God for the things he's done for us, for the things he's going to be doing for us, for the future weeks, future months. And let's just put our focus onto him this morning. We're going to start off. We're talking about Jesus and singing about Jesus being our cornerstone, our foundation, our rock, the rock that we can build on, the stone we can build on, the very foundations of our faith, of our lives. Let's just put our faith and everything that we have onto Jesus, because he is solid. He is always there. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let's just worship and focus on him this morning and lift up our praises and just give him all the thanks and praise he's so, so worthy of. Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Beautiful church, my hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, through Savior's love, through the storm. He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the rail.
My anchor holds.
My anchor holds within the rail. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm. He is Lord, Lord of all.
Christ alone, the three voices, church.
Christ alone.
And he is Lord.
us though, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, and He is enthroned, Lord of all. Then He shall come with trumpet sounds. Oh, may I there in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Yes, You are, Lord. Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
One more time, church. Christ alone.
Savior's love through the storm, and He is Lord, Lord of all.
We worship You, Lord. We thank You, God, that we can put our trust, our faith in You, for You are our cornerstone, Lord. We can build everything that we have on You, Lord, and we know, Lord, that You will never shake, You will never crumble, Lord. You will always be there solid, Lord. And we just thank You, God, for all that You are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Good, good, good. Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you all. Welcome again to the Shore Community Church. I'm Jamie, I'm the minister here. Really good to see you all. Sorry it's not a bit more sunny. Got a couple of visitors here, came down for a sunny day by the seaside. Sorry about that. It's always sunny in Bognor apart from when it isn't. That's the trouble. We've had a fabulous week. We've been doing Holiday Club, hence all the scenery and everything. It's been a really great week. A lot of the kids, did you enjoy Holiday Club? Yes! Should we go? Should we teach them how we say hello in pirate language? Ready? Come on, you can do better than that then. Ready? Good morning, everyone.
Arr!
It's interesting. Everything you want to say in pirate, you can say by arr, which is great. Fantastic. We sang a whole version of Happy Birthday to You, just arr, 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 arr. It's fantastic. Anyway, no, it was really great. Fantastic team. Put your hand up if you volunteered in some way, either in the prep or during the week for Holiday Club. And there's a bunch of folks who aren't here today. These guys are absolute superstars. They just work so hard. We had between 50 and 70 kids every day. We had no problems at all, pretty much. It went so smoothly, just really no problems really worth mentioning. The kids were so, they were so engaged. They were so into it. Roger almost got killed. Where are you, Roger? Wave at me, Roger. Yeah, there you are. Not Jolly Roger. You can see the wanted posters around. By the time Roger came in and stole the treasure at the end of the week, they were ready to lynch him. It was, that man needs danger money. That was bad. That was exciting, wasn't it? And then the crocodile came out and almost got him. Fabulous. But just such a blessing, and thank you so much for supporting it and for those folks who were involved. You know, you could just really see how much the parents appreciated it, how much the kids appreciated it. And that's what just what we're all about, is just showing God's love and creativity and fun, as well as some really great messages through the week about where our real treasure lies and what is really valuable in life. So it was a really great week. We have got a little bit of packing up to do, as you can see still. We just about managed to clear enough of the stage for the band this morning. If you're available, I could use a couple of relatively fit and healthy people to help me get stuff back up into the attic and just tear stuff down, put it in the recycling and all the rest of it. If you're free tomorrow afternoon, that would be fabulous, from about 1 o'clock. Can you come and let me know at the end? Or if you could make another time in the week, similarly, can you come and let me know? Because maybe we do some tomorrow and some later in the week, depending on people who are available. Yeah, help clearing up would be absolutely fabulous. Just a warning to parents, though, obviously the baptistry is still uncovered, so please make sure after the service kids aren't running around here, because there's loads of stuff to trip over, and we don't want anyone doing a head-first swallow dive into the baptistry. At least not when it's empty. When there's water in it, maybe, but not when it's empty. So please keep your kids off the stage. Thank you very much. Prayer meeting. Our Zoom prayer meeting will be tomorrow, normal time. If you haven't got the link, have a chat with myself or Carla at the end, and we'll make sure you get that. And that will be our last prayer meeting. We'll take a little break in August, and then we'll be back as usual in September. So please do join us for that. Lots of things to give thanks for and lots of things to pray for. What else? Annual leave. Carla's on annual leave. You're taking a holiday, Carla. Goodness me. Well deserved, very well deserved. From the 1st until the 11th of August, so if you need anything and you email Carla or something, you're not going to get an answer till like the 12th or 11th. So speak to me, speak to Charlotte. She'll be back in the office from Tuesday as well. I think that's all the main notices. Have I forgotten anything? Juliet's running towards me. I've forgotten something.
Just to let the parents know, we're downstairs today. We're not upstairs. So we still go out that way and register, but...
Is that's all ages from 5 to 11, whatever. Is there anything happening with youth today? Are youth doing their own thing? Youth doing their own thing. Thanks, Al. Or youth staying in, yeah? Thanks, Al. Fabulous. I think that's all our notices. We're going to take up our offering now. If you're a visitor here, please don't feel weird or obliged to put anything in the basket. This is part of our worship. This is how we support the ministry here and the work we're doing in our community. It's been fabulous to welcome lots of people into the cafe and to Renew this week. Even with all the chaos going on here, all our usual things happened as well, which is just such an amazing team of volunteers that make it all possible. I'm so grateful for all of you. So... without further ado, hand back to Dave. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Jamie. Okay, church. I'm going to continue to worship now. Just as the baskets go round, we're just Dave. So if you are able to, again, do please stand with me and worship. Remain seated if you'd like to. That's absolutely fine.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. My hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken. For by my side, my Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing. For in my need, His power is on display. to this I hold. My shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley he will lead. All the night has been won, and I shall overcome. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he has raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. All the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. With every breath I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day I know that he will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you do all things through us, Lord. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives us strength. Thank you, Lord, for the strength. Thank you, God, for the empowering by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your forgiveness. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you, God, for eternity. Just thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you pour upon us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I think one more. Excellent. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Thank you.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You.
Clothed in rainbows.
Clothed in rainbows of living color. Flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to You, the only wise King. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Yeah, with all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You.
Filled with wonder.
Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of Your name. Filled with wonder, filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of Your name. Filled with wonder, filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of Your name.
Jesus,
Jesus, Your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Oh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. We adore You.
Jesus. We worship you, Lord. I'm just going to pray for the children and the workers as they now go and study and have fun and have a great time. We pray every blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you speak to the children. We pray that you empower the workers, that you strengthen them, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you just help them have a great time today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Everybody now. We're going to continue in our moment, a time in worship at the moment now. So, as we enter into worship now, just put our focus on these words. Put our focus on the words, but sing the words to the Lord this morning. Because I think it's very easy, isn't it, just for us to come and sing and, but, you know, just to enter in, just to put that focus, that pure focus, just to imagine, have an imagery in your head as we enter into his gates, into his very presence, into the throne room. Let's just lift up these words as we worship now and continue to worship.
Hide me now under your wings. Cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, know you are God.
Sing that first verse again. Hide me now.
Hide me now.
Yes, Lord.
Under your wing, cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, know you are God.
Find
rest, my soul, in Christ alone. No. Quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, know you are
church.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, know you are God.
just sing that last one again.
Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with You above the storm. Father, You are King over the flood. I will be still and know You are God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We will be still and know that You are God. Our God. Our Creator. Our Father. Our friend. Our companion. Oh, Lord. In church, if there's anything in your heart, anything you'd like to just lift up to the Lord, make it known to Him this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord, for Your grace. Thank You for Your grace, Father. Your grace to forgive, Your grace to empower, Your grace, Lord, is all we need.
Kind agreement, Lord, with that we are new creations, Lord. Lord, we've been made, Lord, in Your image, Lord. We are forgiven. And Lord, I thank You, God, for just for everything that You've done and are doing for us, Lord. For the things and the situations which we don't even know what we're going to be in, Lord, for the future, but we know that You're always there. Always have been and always will be, Lord, through every single situation, for the great times and for the challenging times, Lord. Lord, we know that we can trust in You. We can hide under Your wing, Lord. As we've been singing this morning, Lord, we can rest in You, Lord. And we thank You, God, for all things in Jesus' name.
All the saints and angels bow before Your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing.
All the saints.
All the saints and angels bow before Your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God.
of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. All the saints. All the saints and angels bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing. All the saints, all the saints and angels bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Jesus, for from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Only the voices. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Day and night.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day.
Make it your prayer. You are worthy of it all. Jesus, you are worthy of it all.
to you are all things. You deserve the glory,
yeah, Jesus, you're worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Yeah, Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and praise that all things were created through you. And Lord, in your image, we were created to serve you, to love you, to worship you, and Lord, to bring your kingdom across the earth. And Lord, you showed us the way. And Lord, you died and paid the price to redeem us from the curse of the fall, the curse of sin. You have set us free, and we are free indeed. And Lord, it's because of your blood, because of your sacrifice. And you, Lord Jesus, you alone are worthy of it all. No one in heaven or earth or under the earth was found worthy to open the scroll, the seal, the scroll of the Lord's will for our lives. Only you, Jesus, you are worthy of it all. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just pray for Sylvia now. Just to pray a blessing upon her. And just pray, Lord, that you just, open up our ears. And we pray for Sylvia now as she just delivers your word, Lord. And we just thank you, God, for what we're going to be hearing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, it's working. Get the thumbs up. Sorry, Jamie is... Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to meet together to worship our Lord. It's fabulous to be in his presence together. Such a blessing to be with one another and with God, knowing that he is here with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here by your Spirit, drawing us closer to you, speaking into our hearts, that we may become more like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So this morning, today, I have entitled this talk, God's Dream Team. And it's, you know, it's my wording, it's right. It doesn't speak of a dream team in the Bible, but, you know, let's go with it. As Simon has just mentioned, we are created by God. We are created in the image of God, in the image of our Master Creator, the creator of the world and all that is in it. And if we are created in his image, then that means we're creative too. And some of us will be aware of the creativity within them, and other people will be saying, are you sure? But creativity comes in so many different forms. In music, and singing, sewing, crafts, writing, drama. You know, there's so many different forms of creativity. So many ways in which we have ideas and connect with God, who is our creator. Now I've got a random fact for you. Excuse me. So today's the 30th of July, isn't it? What happened on The 30th of July in 1933. You probably won't know, so I'll tell you. The board game Monopoly was first registered for copyright. I knew you wouldn't get it, but yeah, by a chap called Charles Darrow. There we are. I don't possess any superior knowledge. I got that off the internet, but he had a creative idea, an idea of a board game which could engage with so many different people. And he became a millionaire doing it. We are all creative. We can all have good ideas, God ideas. So if we had a wonderful idea and we wanted to set up a business, just because we got an idea and maybe we could make it, manufacture it, it doesn't mean automatically it would be a fantastic success. Most people wouldn't have all the creativity of ideas and all the marketing and sales skills and all the finance skills and, you know, everything that is required for building up a successful business that's going to pay the bills and give a bit extra. So, you need to look for people, key people, to fill the roles that you have for them. Those who you can see have experience in those areas. Those who perhaps have got proven success. Not just your friend, because, you know, he happens to be free on that day. We're looking for key people to build up a team, a business team, so that we can hopefully become a success. So I wonder whether the couple of people we're about to read about will be on that team. So if you have the first slide, please. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first son and said, "Son, go and work out in the vineyard today." "I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir." But he didn't go. Okay, so let's look at those two. The first one said he wouldn't go, but then he thought about it and thought, yeah, maybe I could. I haven't got anything else on today. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, my father needs a bit of help. Let me go. I'll do it. The second son said he would go. Maybe even seemed a bit enthusiastic. But then he got a better offer. He's like, no. You know, I can't do this. And I wonder whether there's elements of that in each of us. Sometimes we can be enthusiastic with an idea when we're offered an opportunity, asked to do something, but then life gets in the way. You know, we may have good intentions, but we can't always fulfill them. Or maybe our automatic reaction is, no, I can't possibly do that. No, I haven't got the confidence to do it. I really don't think I've got time. But actually, it turns out that you can do it. So I would suggest that whilst we may have good intentions to be truthful about whether we're available, we may be truthful, but things get in the way. We can be prevented from doing things which we would like to be able to do. And it doesn't mean that we're necessarily unreliable, just that we haven't necessarily got control of every single aspect of our lives and all those other extraneous stuff which kind of comes in. Maybe a family emergency, or you're suddenly injured, or whatever. But if you're setting up a business, you're kind of talking about the work life, and you're looking for somebody to be committed. Committed. To be part of a team that works together for a goal. You put the work first, and other things have to fall off the edge if that's what they do. So in the business world, that's often how that works. But do you know what? God was setting up a business, wasn't he? Jesus came to set up the kingdom of earth on heaven. Sorry, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Yeah, never mind. At least you noticed. The kingdom of heaven on earth. That was Jesus' aim. Who was he looking for with those first disciples? Was he looking for those with track records in evangelism, you know, persuading people that, you know, that they wanted something that, you know, they didn't realize they did? He wasn't looking for any particular skills. He was just looking around to see who he could use to build together as a team for the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. He wasn't looking for people with proven track records or, you know, degrees in this, that, and the other. He was offering people an apprenticeship to learn on the job. And he calls us now to be his disciples, to be his apprentices, and to learn on the job. He's looking for people now he can build into a team for the glory of God and for the building of the heavenly kingdom. And we might have a look around and think, Rams, we're a bit of a motley crew. Well, you know, why would they choose her? Actually, why would they choose me? You know, no one is perfect. We're created in God's image, but we aren't perfect. But we are called to be disciples of Christ, to learn of him, to experience him, to see him in action. Obviously, those first disciples saw Jesus, you know, physically in action, showing love and compassion and performing the miracles. But now we have each other. We have each other to show the way of Christ, to draw people closer into his presence and into the life that he has for them. Jesus paid the price of his blood so that we could live the abundant life. We are called to be apprentices, learning the ropes as we encounter the ways of God. And each of us is being transformed along the way as we submit to God's love and his power at work through us. And each of us is instrumental in other people's lives too, to bring those comforting words, those words of acceptance, those words which bring healing and freedom and life. When Jesus calls us, he sees the potential that he has placed in each one of us. He knows that he has placed something amazing within each person. And he sees what we could be if we were to live by his kingdom's values. Loving him first, and then loving one another. I call that God's dream team. And that is us. Not just us, other churches too. We're all part of the same team. Working for the same boss, but actually we're not working for him. We are just in relationship with him, because that's what it's about. And as we know of his love and his grace and his mercy, his compassion, as we receive it for our lives, we can then share that with others. We've all been created differently, for a different purpose. We've all been given different talents and skills, different ways of being his people in his kingdom. It's not about individual efforts, it's about us working together as team. And if you were here last Sunday, you would have seen the pirate service. Well. It wouldn't be unkind if I said to Jamie that if he was just doing that on his own, it wouldn't have been quite as successful. That's just the way of things. But he got a team of people around him to engage together and present that wonderful, wonderful service last Sunday, which engaged all ages and had a message as well. And I think they did fabulously. That's how teams work. That is how teams work. Each person working for the same goal. Now, recently, of course, we had the pandemic. Maybe not quite so recent now, but it caused us not to not be able to meet with one another. So we kind of lost a bit of connection. We lost a bit of connection. And Chris came up with a wonderful idea last year, using the parable of the talents, which we're just going to have on the screen now, if I may. Again, it would be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another he gave 2 bags, each according to his ability. Oh, another one he gave 1 bag. Missed that line out. Then he went on his journey. Maybe I'll put my glasses on. I printed it larger so that I would not need these, but here we go. The man who'd received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the man with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received one bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you're a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. I was afraid and I went out and hid your gold in the ground. Sit here, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. You knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit at the bank, so that when I returned, you would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So last year, Chris had the wonderful idea of offering to the people who were at this particular service at the beginning of the summer, I can't remember which month it was in, an amount of money to be invested, to be used, to try and bring a return, a profit, which could then be used towards, I believe it was the Haven Project that it was going towards. But he said it wasn't just about people going out as individuals. He was suggesting it was a team building exercise where people would join together to do different activities, to make different things, offer different services, and there was a whole range of things that came out of that. And people were connected with one another, or should I say reconnected with one another. And it wasn't so much, I believe, as how much money was being raised, but how much fellowship, how much connection that grew between us in those months. And I believe that that's how God works with us. We are given gifts and talents to be used within his kingdom, to encourage one another, to build relationships, to bring healing, to a whole host of things. And we all have different gifts. We all have different ways of blessing one another, because that's what it's about. It's about engaging with one another for the building of the kingdom of God. Sometimes it's about going on a rota, maybe for the projection or the worship band or sound or helping in the cafe or whatever. But it's not just about filling a rota It's about using the gifts that God has given us, or maybe being challenged to learn new skills, so that we can connect on a deeper level as church. And through our connection and our love for one another, we can then be equipped to connect with the wider world. As we experience God's love, we are transformed, we are healed, we become less fearful, less anxious, and have more courage. God's looking for people who will embrace those opportunities which he gives us, because they're not opportunities for us to fail. He wants us to succeed, and he has equipped us to succeed. He has placed us with other people who love like he does and are learning to love like he does. We don't always get it right. So that we will be loved into wholeness. It's to be a safe place where we can admit our weakness. Admit when things aren't going right. And have other people encourage and comfort us and pray for us. Comfort us, comfort. Give strength to carry on, to keep facing the challenges, and eventually we will see God's glory. Because we are being transformed from one degree of glory to another. We are being invited by God to participate in his work of the kingdom. Not just to fill a rota, but to build family. And their families aren't perfect, but by the love of God, we are all being perfected. By his grace, we are being perfected. So we don't come to just take from the service and then go out and be unaffected. We are being encouraged to be transformed by what God is saying to us, to build us into this wonderful dream team, the team that God imagined when he placed those gifts within each one of us. He is inviting us to be fully committed into the family business. Fully committed to one another, to love one another, to pray for one another, to build one another up, to weep with those who weep, and be joyful with those who are joyful. We are being given a fantastic opportunity to invest our lives in something of eternal value. Which is partly what Jamie was saying last week. We put our time and energy into things that we believe in. I would encourage us to grasp the vision that maybe we've already grasped to some degree, but there are deeper levels. That we are in this together, folks. We are in this together. And we are here to welcome in whoever comes, so that it may be a safe place for them to be transformed by the love of God. And I wonder whether God is speaking to you now. Maybe giving you a new idea of perhaps a new business or a new service to be offered to the community or some voluntary work or whatever. This is a community of people who will pray for you and ask you how things are getting on. But it's about building relationships so that we have the support system in place. And we all go through struggles. We all have challenges. But we're all here for one another. So over the coming days and weeks, I would ask you to consider, where is your heart? Where is your heart? Are you connecting well with the people in church? Maybe there'll be opportunities to invite somebody around for a coffee or go out for a walk together. People who you haven't yet connected with. Take these next few weeks to consider what God is asking you to do, so that you may invest yourself in the family business and see God's glory, because that's what it's about. While the band comes up, I'm just going to pray for us. Father God, I thank you that you delight in each one of us. And you desire to be in a deeper relationship with each one of us and with one another. Give us the vision we need, that vision from heaven, to see if there are any areas where we could engage differently or more purposefully. Help us to hear your voice and be obedient to you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thanks, Sylvia. Great message. We're going to continue to worship now, church. So if you are able to, do please stand with me as we enter into worship again. But remain seated if you'd like to. That's absolutely fine. We serve an amazing and a mighty God, don't we? We do, don't we, church?
Amen. Yes, we do.
Amen. So let's just sing of his greatness as we end our time in this service. Sing how wonderful he is, sing how awesome he is, and just sing of his, of his amazingness.
The splendor of the King, clothed in my majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God?
Come on, church.
Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
Church.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
He's the name.
He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
He's the name above all names. The name above all names.
He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
Let's just hear the voice today. How great.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
Beautiful church, how great is our God, how great is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
He's the name above all names. The name above all names.
He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
Name above all names,
He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God.
We thank you, Lord, for you are the name above all names. There's nothing greater, nothing mighty than you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We lift up this worship to you, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful, so grateful, Lord, for all that you have done in us and are doing through us, Lord. Lord, for the way that you've just come into our lives, you've changed, you've molded, and you continue to do that, Lord. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your forgiveness, Lord. We thank you, God, for the way that you are continuing to mold us. And I pray, Lord, that as we are empty vessels, we pray, Lord, and we make it our prayer on a daily basis that you empower us by your Spirit, Lord. Lead us, Lord. Show us what it is that we need to be doing, Lord. Lord, where we're not on the right path, I pray, Lord, that you bring us back to the correct path, Lord. And we thank you, God, for the way that you are going to be leading us, the paths that you are going to be taking us, Lord. We know, Lord, that though we have you in our lives along those ways. So thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We pray, Lord, now as we go about our week, that you just empower us by your Spirit, like make us salt and light in the community, Lord. Let us be Jesus to those people out there, to our friends, our family members, our work colleagues, our community, as we just go about our day. So we pray, Lord, that we can be used. We thank you, God, for the work that you're doing in us and through us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed week, church. Have a fantastic time. We have prayer at the front here, so if you'd like to pray with people or for a particular need, do come down and please join us here. We have teas and coffees served outside. So have a wonderful time, and we'll see you next Sunday. God bless.